The Penny Hoarder is one of the largest personal finance websites. Based right here in St. Petersburg, the Penny Hoarder helps millions of readers worldwide earn and save money by sharing unique job opportunities, personal stories, freebies, and more. In 2017, Inc. 5000 ranked the Penny Hoarder as the number one fastest growing private media company in the United States for the second consecutive year, and number 25 on the overall list of the fastest growing private companies in America. Penny Hoarder founder and CEO Kyle Taylor spoke with us from downtown St. Petersburg.
I started the Penny Hoarder a little over 8 years ago. I was 25, and I had racked up $50,000 in student loan and credit card debt, and I was too embarrassed to tell anybody about it, and really felt quite ashamed about it. So I created the pseudonym, The Penny Hoarder, and I started writing on a free blog account about what I was doing to get out of debt, and it took off, and I started having people write to me, encouraging me, sharing with me their own stories, and it made me recognize that there was really a need for people to have a place where they could have a conversation about personal finance and how to live a really healthy financial lifestyle. So that was 8 years ago, and as you said, we've now grown. We reach over 12 million readers on the site every month, and we view our role in this as teachers and as storytellers. So we want to be able to teach people how to manage their money, but do it in a way that makes it interesting and fun and not so laborious. Mm-hmm.
For our listeners here in the local area, what is the scale of the company locally?
We've been public that we've been near $40 million in annual revenue, and we employ dozens of folks here in St. Petersburg, and as I said, we reach now over 12 million folks.
Wow, and that is a serious scale. Well, speaking of serious scale, let's talk a little bit about student debt. When I graduated from college many years ago, 44 years ago, student debt really was not an issue at all. And but if you look back and see what happened, according to the Center for Online Education, in 1993, the average debt of a BA graduate was $9,000. 5 years later, it was $15,000. And in recent years, the average student loan balance is about $30,000. And some recent studies take it up beyond that to $35,000. Or more. I know this is a concern of yours. You were a little ahead of the average when you graduated. But where do you think the problem lies? Partially in education, I assume.
Well, I agree. It's sort of terrifying to see how fast the numbers are growing. And we now see it over $1.5 trillion, which is... might surprise some of your listeners, that's nearly three times as much credit card debt as there is in this country. Wow. So I agree, it's a huge challenge. And I think one of the big issues here, and I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, is that we're asking 18 and 19-year-olds to make decisions that affect them for the rest of their lives or a good portion of their lives without totally understanding the impacts of that. And I was in a similar situation, as you know, and going back, knowing what I know now, I wish I had done pieces of it a lot differently.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is missing from the understanding of a 17, 18, 19-year-old? Is it just simply that they've not had to handle their own finances previously and don't really think about it or understand the cost of credit or what?
Yeah, I think we take for granted that everybody learns that growing up, and I don't think everybody also has a privileged enough situation to grow up in a family where personal finance is discussed. That's been one of the big focuses at the Penny Hoarder. We hear from readers all the time that they were taught not to talk about money, mm-hmm. and as you become a young adult, it leaves you with a lot of questions and some embarrassment about even seeking out more knowledge on it. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got to change that up and start having a real conversation about money, but particularly with people who are about to take on a lot of student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, aside from creating a successful company from scratch, did you have any other secrets on getting out of debt yourself?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things that worked for me. So one is many times I sort of resolved to make a budget and I made these, or get out of debt, and I made these draconian budgets that were like impossible to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen is I would give myself no leeway. And so by, you know, Wednesday, your friends ask you to go out and you got to say no. And then Thursday, you're feeling bad about it. And then, you know, something happens, and then by Friday, you fall off of it, much like a diet in that sense.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I think we need to teach is about how to build a healthy budget that allows for people to still live a life while paying off debt and hitting their savings goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is I got quite good at finding extra ways to make a lot of to make cash on the side. And we write about these on the Penny Hoarder a lot, but I would do mystery shopping, and I would find gigs where I would get paid a flyer, and whatever I could do to find an extra 50, 60 bucks mm-hmm. to put towards my debt, I would do.
Well, let's talk about a bill that is in the legislature here in Florida that you support. That's the reason we contacted you. And it talks about educating young people in this matter of personal finance.
I think it's so important. You know, there's only five states in the country that require a standalone course in personal finance literacy for high school students. And studies show that it matters. In fact, in 2014, the Federal Reserve published a report showing that students who were exposed to personal finance education went on to have higher credit scores. And I think it's absolutely essential when we're asking people to make these sort of big adult-like decisions that they truly understand how to manage their money.
Now, the bill specifically is Senate Bill 114. Can you talk a little bit about what it says and how people, if they are so inclined, could support passage?
SB 114 would require high school students to, as a prerequisite for graduating, to take a financial literacy class. And your listeners are interested in supporting it, the thing that we need to do right now is contact our state legislators, both in the state House and state Senate, and ask them to support this bill, because we really believe we have a good shot at getting it passed in the near future.
Yeah. It's one of those things that one would think there would be bipartisan support for.
Well, I certainly hope that the support ends up being bipartisan, absolutely.
Yeah. Kyle Taylor, founder and CEO of the amazing Penny Hoarder, speaking to us from downtown St. Petersburg.